Obviously, a heartbreaking game last on Monday night. I was proud, by the way, our players fought back. You know, getting down early and scratching and clawing, I thought it showed a lot of heart of our players. And, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, coming out this week against the Bengals again at home and playing a good football game. You know, we're pleased that Austin Davis will be our starting quarterback this week. He's prepared like the starter since the day he's been here, and I think that's one of the reasons why I think he went out, you know, and played well the other night for us, you know, through the big touchdown pass and came in and gave us a little bit of a spark. Unfortunately, as we all know, Josh McCown was placed on injured reserve. Everyone in this room knows my feelings for Josh, his family, and, you know, it's a total bummer what happened to Josh, and, you know, I think that it shows the character and the toughness of Josh McCown that he, you know, refused to come out of that football game until he was told he had to come out. So, I mean, I just can't say enough great things about Josh, and we're so happy that he's a Cleveland Brown and will continue to be a Cleveland Brown. You know, on a side note, I'd like to congratulate Gary Barnage for being the man of the year of the Cleveland Browns and Alex Mack for winning the being our Ed Block recipient. I think it just shows the character of those two guys, you know, both on and off the field.
John, how tough a spot was that for Austin to come in? I think he came in at 3rd and 10, and then...
Yeah. That's like being a relief pitcher coming in with a 3-0 count with the bases loaded. That's about as tough as a situation as you can be in as a quarterback. I think it was 3rd and 9, and... You know, he rushed the throw a little bit, came off. I just said, hey, just take a deep breath. And it was like a tale of two guys. He went out. We got him a completion play. I know it went for 0 yards, but I just wanted to get – he said, just, hey, Flip, just get me a completion. So we rolled him out, threw the pass to Barnage, and after that, he was great.
And once again, man, was your feeling that, hey, we saw enough there that we need to see another quick look at him?
You know, I'm not sure it was that. I just think that, you know, the circumstances provided themselves that, you know, we thought Austin earned this, and – you know, we're excited that he's going to be playing for us this week.
Assuming you dove thoroughly into the body of work with the Rams last year, what were your conclusions off of that study?
You know, I thought Austin's always been a guy I really liked, even coming out of college. You know, when I was in Oakland and I gave him and I, you know, saw him and graded him coming out of the draft. Obviously, I think, you know, when you look at Austin last year, I don't have those stats in front of me. From what I remember from reading about Austin was it was he put it together some really good games. I think he had 200 or 300 yard games. So it's obvious that he can play in this league, and we're happy he's here.
What I know you have a different quarterback, obviously, but what can you do? You scored 9 points against or 10 points against the Bengals just 4 weeks ago. What can you do to get more?
To get more points? Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we need to do a better job. I need to do a better job of getting some completion plays early for the quarterbacks. You know, I think Cincinnati poses a very, you know, good challenge for us because they're a very, very big, long, and physical football team. And, you know, I think we're going to have a better plan this go-around. We know them a little bit better. I know them a little bit better. You know, but, I mean, they pose a great challenge. I mean, they're the number two or number one scoring defense in the league. I mean, there's not a lot of people putting points on them. So, you know, we're going to pick and choose our spots to take some shots and, you know, protect the quarterback and you know, hopefully be a little bit more successful or a lot more successful than we were the first go-around.
What does Austin Davis bring to the table from a physical standpoint? And then Mike was praising him about his preparation. So what separates him from other guys who also work hard to prepare?
Yeah, you know, you never know how a guy's going to act until you see him live in a game yourself. What really impressed me was the throw that Austin threw on what we call a circus route, which is an inside stem 15 roll to 18 out cut, the throw right on our sidelines. And whenever a quarterback can drive the football outside the numbers like he did, that's a pretty impressive thing, and throw it on time and accurate. So that's what really kind of was like, you know, opened my eyes a little bit. I was like, wow, that was a really, really good throw. And got us going a little bit. I think Austin's an underrated athlete. I think you saw him get out of trouble there at the end of the game. You know, you saw him slide up with a two-hand ball swipe there when he threw the touchdown pass, and that was a fantastic, which people don't understand on that play, was that was an unbelievable blitz pickup by Duke Johnson. For a rookie to come across the football and see a blitzing safety coming from depth, that was an unbelievable pickup by Duke, which allowed that play to happen, and our offensive line picked up the rest of the blitz. But those are the things I see from Austin that I'm really pleased with.
Was that play at the end of the half where you ended up having to kick the field goal? I think it might have been the third down play. If Josh has another half split second, is it Travis that you're trying to go to coming across the back of the end zone?
Yeah, that was one of our options. The other option was Duke Johnson on the twist route. He crossed the linebacker's face. And I think if we had another split second, I think Josh was going to go to Duke coming back up underneath. But, yeah, both guys were open.
Yeah, Jim O'Neill was just in here, and there's a question about defending something the Ravens did. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, when you have two or three wins, you could be more aggressive on offense. You could take a lot more risk at this time of year. Have you reached that point yet?
I think you always play to what you think the strength of your players are. I think risk, to me, you're always taking risks. It's just the types of risks you're taking. I don't know. I didn't hear Jimmy in the context that he spoke, so I'm not going to divulge very deeply into this. But to me, you can take some risks, but there's still calculated risks. You're not just going to go out there and play circus ball and say, yeah, just because we're 2-whatever, we're going to go out there and just, throw double reverse passes all day and those type things. You can open it up a little bit.
With Terrell coming back, how does he look? Does he look like he's healthy? And how long before you think he can do something on a game day?
Terrell looks like he's in great shape. Great shape. You would never know he wasn't in an NFL building working out and running and doing practicing. And he's got fresh legs. At this time of year, a lot of the guys that have been here have been playing ball he's got fresh legs, so he looks a little bit faster than those guys. But I'm really glad we got Terrell back. I really am. I think Terrell, not only does he provide us a security blanket for the future, for being a big body guy that can run and can catch, but also now, again, with Josh being down, he also provides you with the possibility of a third quarterback. And he knows the system. He's been in this system, and so that he provides you a security blanket both at receiver and at quarterback.
Is there enough time within a season for him to make a contribution at receiver, at least get a look on Sunday?
Oh, I think so. I definitely think so. Now, I can't tell you he's going to go out there and play this week, but I do think at some point before the season's over, I do think we'll probably see Terrell Pryor in the field. I just don't know if he's mentally ready there yet to divulge into a game plan, Mary Kay, and just say, hey, coming off the street and being out of it for so long. You got to get into a mental mindset to be able to play in this game. And let's get him back in the building here for a week or two and or three. I don't know. That's up to coach. And we'll see if Terrell can make an impact for us.
We've heard Mike discuss his frustration with the end of the game. Mm-hmm. What's it like when you can't? You're having trouble communicating with. Are you communicating directly with Austin?
I am. Yeah.
What, can you take us through that?
Yeah. This is exactly what happened. We were obviously on the ball in a 2-minute situation, and for some reason, when there's a button, Tom, on the side of your whatever your packet they call it, so you press it, the quarterback can hear you up until 15 seconds left on the play clock. Okay. It went out, or it was staticky. It was staticky a lot of the night, so it wasn't just an isolated incident. And the quarterback had a hard time hearing me. I think it was a combination of where we were in the football game and a new quarterback being in there for the first time and us in the situation we were in and the headset going out. So was it just the headset? I don't know. I think it was a combination of a lot of those things. And when you're dealing with a young quarterback that, to me, was playing as good as a quarterback could play in that situation. Kudos to him. But we need to be better there, there's no doubt. And we'll all be better the next go-around, there's no doubt about that.
John, you had three quarterbacks in the last three games, essentially, seeing time, and then coach saying it's going to be a week-to-week basis on the quarterback decisions. Mm-hmm. Do you Are you concerned about it becoming a distraction for your offense?
No, I tell you, we have a very resilient group on offense. I tell you, you know, I challenged our players yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, obviously, it'd be a really easy out for our players on offense saying, hey, we're working on a short week. We just had an unbelievably heartbreaking loss on national television. To go out there and mope around and you know, just kind of putz through practice, they did the exact opposite of that. So we're a very resilient group on offense. Whoever's in there at quarterback, whoever's in there at Z, whoever's in there at left tackle, I expect our guys on all 11 guys to go out there and play like a Brown.
How frustrating is it? I mean, that headsets, it seems to me that would be a pretty basic thing
mm-hmm.
for the league, not just here, to get right. How often does this happen, and how frustrating is it? Yeah.
It's very frustrating. I wouldn't say it happens a lot. In fact, I think we have the best – we have the best headset crew in the league. I mean, those guys are right on top of it. I mean, there's a guy standing right behind me the whole game, making sure he has a walkie-talkie ready for me if it goes out. So we have the best crew in the league, bar none. But it happens. I mean, it's technology. So if technology goes down, and unfortunately, it was staticky at a bad time.
Last one. Hindsight, but you had to do it again. Do you wish you could just call timeout after 5 seconds?
You know, Pat, it's not on me as the offensive coordinator to call timeouts, and I'm not trying to pass the buck, but you know, that's on coach. I know the situation. You know, we've practiced that a lot. We were on the ball, and all of a sudden we're on the ball in formation, and the play's not getting called. So you just wait. It was like slow motion. You're waiting. Signals were going out. I mean, we were on the ball, so it was a tough situation on Coach Pettine. It really was. I mean, it was a tough deal for everybody. And, sure, you could look back and say, I would have looked back and I wish I would have called 5 different plays or 10 different plays in that game. But it happened. And, you know, would you wish if Austin's been coached up now? Hey, don't slide in bounds. You know, those things. So, again, young players. And young players in a tough situation. And like I said, I thought Austin played as well as he could.
Point was, at that point in time, you're just going to call a timeout anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Either to run out of bounds or slide and call a timeout. So did it really matter that much?
Well, here's the thing. When you slide, okay, and you're not touched, all right, and you give yourself up, to me, yeah, I'm fine with that if he wants to slide, but I thought he could have run out of bounds another 4 yards. Now, when you give yourself up, when your back touch where your back touches first, that's where you declare yourself down. So, yeah, when he went down, he slid another 4 yards. But where his first initial contact went down is where they blow the ball dead. So that's, to me, where it wasn't the slide to me because we did have timeouts. It was the location of it more so. It was where we needed to be a little bit better.